Today we're part of a crowd watching an expert in religious law trying to test Jesus. It's found in Luke's Gospel, the 10th chapter, and verses 25 to 37, and this is the New Living Translation. Let's listen in. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question: "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?" The man answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Right," Jesus told him, "do this and you will live." The man wanted to justify his action, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man standing there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Lord Jesus, we can easily see ourselves in the priest and the Levite or the temple assistant walking by on the other side of the road, aware but unconcerned. But through this parable, you tell us to have compassion, like the Samaritan did, and to be a neighbor to hurting people. Would you help us to do that, Lord? It doesn't come naturally to us, for we come with many biases and many prejudices. But open our eyes to see needs around us, and maybe even today, show us a need that we can meet that will help us to be a neighbor to a hurting person. We ask this in your name, Lord Jesus, always. Amen.